Welcome to Reflecting God. Amos must have felt much like Moses and Jeremiah, who both had a deep sense of inadequacy when it came to fulfilling the call of God. He was neither a prophet nor from a prophet's family. He was just a shepherd and a dresser of sycamore fig trees. On top of that, he was called to proclaim a message of coming judgment. In face of biting opposition, Amos stood and declared, "This is what the Lord says." Our societies are experiencing some very extreme changes from what has been the traditionally accepted lifestyle. The Word of God is no longer accepted by many as being a relevant voice in determining moral and ethical standards. Those who decry these changes are cast as narrow, backward-looking, and even bigots. Faced with these changes, Christians may shy away from making our voices heard, feeling things have gone too far. We are tempted to retreat into our own little circles. May God help us, like Amos, to stand and declare in love, "This is what the Lord says." Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.